This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, our Monday morning edition, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and special thanks go out to our great military men and women listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. Thank you. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial, mechanics, construction, the bulk mail centers too, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, everybody wants us to go on about what the president is going to do regarding what was disclosed last week when the military generals sat down and the intel people and gave the president a complete rundown on Iran and gave him a list of targets and talked about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And I'm pretty sure they're in the crosshairs of everybody. And what is it we're going to do? General Denise, what are we going to do?
How in the world would I know?
Because you're going to take a guess and speculate. We know they're going to go to the UN, don't we?
Correct. They're not going to do anything. The United States is not going to do anything until, one, we build some kind of coalition,
right?
And that is underway,
yep.
And that will be further advanced at the UN General Assembly this week.
Yep.
So, first of all, we got to have other countries with us. And I don't know how many we're looking for, and I don't know which ones we're looking at. I can pretty much imagine which ones we're looking at. But until that happens, and until all of the evidence has been shared, because I think we have Germany and France who said they have not seen the evidence, which I think is a is bomb.
That's a crock, but that's okay.
I do too.
Yep.
But here's the other thing. You've already got some in Congress that are saying we better not do anything until Congress has an opportunity to review all this, and that they approve any kind of military action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're demanding that to happen. I will say, however, that the president does have the power,
yep,
to do a retaliatory strike,
mm-hmm,
and not a full-blown,
yep,
confrontation.
Yep. Now, we do know that Boris Johnson, in the Great Britain, has come out and said that they will back the United States in any military effort they had. He just said that.
He said he would take it under consideration, but what that really means, yes.
Yep.
He would stay in the United States.
Yep. So there's got to be a coalition of willing. Everybody knows that. You know that. I know that. And I'm sure the listeners know that. But it's going to go through the UN first before anything else gets done anywhere along the line. And this isn't something that's going to be done in the next 3 to 5 days. I would say that at the very least, we'd be talking about 2 to 3 weeks from now, if then.
I have no idea. None at all. But I would also say the UN is always against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And having said that, it almost puts them, because they're against Israel, they're almost pro-Iran. So it'll be a difficult sell to some of the leadership.
Well, we will, and by the way, I've just got a note here. The Prime Minister of Australia said that they were on board if we were to do something.
That is a fact.
Yep. Okay, so we'll just wait, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see what happens, just like everybody else. And, you know, all we can do right now is speculate, and speculation sometimes will get you into trouble. But we will say that we don't know any more than anybody else. And when Colonel Jim comes on Wednesday, he will give his opinion, too, and then we'll have another opinion in the matter. But at least his opinion is coming from a legitimate military standpoint, and ours is just as a couple of laymen and women here. All right, now, the president has also said that he will not, he has no intention of meeting with the Iranian prime minister or president. I guess the president's coming to the UN, is that right?
Rouhani.
Yeah, but he has no intention of meeting with them. But what happens if they meet and run into each other in the hallway or something?
Well, it doesn't matter. Trump officially apparently has 15... scheduled meetings this coming week while at the United Nations, and they do not include Rouhani. But that doesn't mean, that really doesn't mean anything, because the United States always has these back channels and envoys, I mean, that they employ to talk with Iran. So, you know, those kinds of confabs go on in the cloakroom or wherever else they may be. But so for Trump to not meet with Rouhani, that's no surprise. But that doesn't mean that somebody else within the State Department or, you know, some operative from the CIA that, you know, is there under some other kind of cover is not meeting with some of those people.
Well, yeah, and again, we'll just wait. And again, this is another thing. We'll just wait and we'll see what happens. Now, here comes the music, and I will tease that when we come back, we're going to talk about the president and the Ukraine situation, because some people are getting very nasty about that. But I'm going to remind everybody about Joe Biden's son and about John Kerry's stepson, amongst a couple of other things. And we'll just throw out a couple of other things and even off the waters, if you will. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back after these messages.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne, and we're going to see if Wayne wants to come on Wednesday of this week. I'll let you know tomorrow night. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because you never know when you're going to need an attorney. The legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. Now, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you click on that USCCA logo link right over in the right tab, you'll have an opportunity right off the bat to sign up and to win a free gun a day giveaway. Now, there's a free gun every day, switches over at midnight, and you get a chance to win a new one every day. And you can keep doing it over and over and over again until you get lucky enough to hopefully win one. Now, don't forget, you can also become a member of the USCCA, three levels of membership, and if you join, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great USCCA gear. And don't forget either that you also get the opportunity while you're over there to get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which offers monthly discounts in there, too. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link, and good luck on the Gun and Day contest. We want to introduce somebody as a winner. You got to sign in to do it. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
Now, Ukraine, and I'm going to start out with Cory Booker, because he blasted the bejesus out of everybody that's going after the wrong person here. He wants Donald Trump investigated, but the way he said this is kind of unique. Here we go. It's about 30 seconds.
What do do you make of what you're hearing about potential contacts with the Ukraine from Trump allies, or even this whistleblower call about a call with a foreign leader?
I don't like overly dramatic statements, but this is the most corrupt administration of my lifetime. A whistleblower from the intelligence community. What he's accused the president of is stunning. This should be crippling Washington right now with the implications of what this whistleblower has said.
All right, now I'm going to kind of say this first, and you can go with what you were going to say. Because has anybody other than me forgot about Joe Biden and forgot about Hunter Biden, who made as much as $50,000 a month as a board member of the Burisma Holdings Company, which, by the way, he was never really doing anything, and then how he and John Kerry's stepson, Chris Heintz, also made a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. Is it just me, or is there something else going on here?
Well, there's plenty that is going on, and it's real important to understand the timing of all of this, when all of this occurred, because this all occurred just about the time that Ukraine was being annexed by essentially, gone to war with Russia.
Right.
But here's an interesting thing that I think there's much more to this story, because we have this fellow by the name of Hyansky. Now, Hyansky is a Ukrainian, but he's apparently become a U.S. citizen. His parents actually fled Ukraine during World War II. Well, he happens to be a very good friend of Joe Biden.
Yep.
Okay, to the point where he's given big campaign money to Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Biden happens to have a brother. And Joe Biden's brother has a house, had a house in Florida that they could not afford. And so this Ukrainian fella loaned the brother $500,000 as a co-signer to a mortgage on this house. Now, this house was $2.5 million.
Mm.
Yes. And so James is the brother, and his wife Sarah, they missed some federal tax payments of $600,000 in 2013, $30,000 in 2014. The IRS filed a lien against the house. Then they went through some very expensive renovations that they couldn't pay for. One of the contractors actually put a lien on the house for $75,000.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, dude, why do we have some Ukraine fella, and how is it that, you know, these people are also connected with Biden, that they loan the brother $500,000 for this house
sure.
in Florida that they had no business owning in the first place?
Sure. Yep. And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on. So there's much more here, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, than they're telling us. And they likely know. Now, what I just explained to you was actually reported by Politico in August.
Mm. So they've been sitting on it all that time.
Well, I mean, it's been reported, but the point is when we say that, you know, media is not reporting it, well, it's not necessarily being reported on TV.
Right.
But here is the piece. Now, they're calling this $2.5 million house a bungalow, which I don't know too many.
I don't know any bungalows. Yeah. Go ahead.
Key Waden Island here in Florida. I don't know where that is, but. Anyway,
I don't either.
It's on a pristine beach, you know, front here in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't Joe Biden loan him $500,000?
Yep. Okay, well, let's go to Houston, Texas, because yesterday there was a huge rally in Houston, Texas, with the Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi. And he had a visitor, and the visitor was President Donald Trump. And 50,000 people were in attendance, and on top of that, Prime Minister Modi came out and endorsed the president for re-election in 2020, and that was all done kind of premature, but the crowd was going wild. I mean, wildly fantastic, enthusiastic.
Indeed so. that's a good thing, I suppose.
And again,
you couldn't say it isn't.
Yeah, and again, 50,000 people were in attendance. So the next time I hear somebody talk about, well, Elizabeth Warren had 30,000 people in the stadium. Yeah, It wound up being 3,000.
Yeah, and then you got the liberal rag, the Houston Chronicle, that's, you know, saying, well, India ought to be, you know, investigated for human rights, and that should be part of the, foreign policy, blah, blah, blah. But this was all about an LNG deal between the United States and India. So,
All right, well, the president's come out and told Justice Kavanaugh that in his opinion, he should sue the New York Times for everything they're worth. You would. I would.
I don't know that I would. I think in this case, he could necessarily win, but I don't think Kavanaugh wants to keep adding gasoline to this fire. I think he just kind of wants it to sit there on its merits and go, see? You know, you guys all deal with this.
All right. Well, maybe that it will go away, but I kind of have my doubts. All right. Israel's president has come up with a new way to form a coalition, a government between Benjamin Netanyahu and Mr. Gantz, put those two parties together and form a government. And I believe the understanding is Netanyahu would be prime minister for 2 years, and then the other man, Mr. Gantz, would be prime minister for the following 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah, but it doesn't look like Gantz is going to go with that.
And all the Arabs, by the way, the Arab coalition went with Mr. Gantz. They supported Mr. Gantz.
Correct.
So
Correct.
That gives him a little extra pizzazz, right?
It does. And so therein lies where you really can't miss the messaging here, is that the Arabs would be in control of the Knesset. Let me say that again. The Arabs would be in control of the Knesset?
Yep.
Something's very wrong.
Yep, I do agree. So hopefully it won't happen, right? Hopefully.
Well, we don't know. We don't know where it's going to go. Have no idea. But they got a couple of weeks still to work this out. And Netanyahu is not traveling this week to New York to the United Nations.
All righty. Well, we will let you go. We will talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. So stay low.
All right.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there and see the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she writes about them. I'll be right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump confirms he did discuss former Vice President Joe Biden and corruption allegations in a phone call with Ukraine's president. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press not all the facts are in yet.
It is not appropriate for any candidate for federal office, certainly including a sitting president, to ask for assistance from a foreign country. That's not appropriate, but I don't know that that's what happened here.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is trying diplomacy to ease tensions with Iran. Iran is denying it had anything to do with an attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. Pompeo tells ABC's This Week, don't believe what you hear.
Came from the north. It was a sophisticated attack. These weapon systems had ranges that could not have come from the Houthis. It is crazy for anyone to assert that they did. I mean, it is literally nuts on its face.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. Find them online, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And we're going to find out more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, more and more young people are not headed straight off to college. They're, in fact, from high school. They're, in fact, going to technical schools and learning a trade and coming out and going to work in whatever the trades might happen to be, plumber, electrician, maybe a welder, maybe a heavy equipment operator or whatever. But most of those jobs are union. And being that they're union, they start at 80% of whatever the full rate is. So
if you think you're going to get $15 an hour, let's say to start with, if you're in an 80% bracket in one of these trade unions, you're going to get 12 because you're going to start out as an apprentice, and you're going to have to work your way up through the system. That's just the way it works. Same thing for, maybe you're a welder starting at $12 an hour. Well, guess what? 80% of that is $9.60. Now, I'm not saying that to be facetious or to pick on anybody. I'm just saying that because how would you like the opportunity to make $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat, and maybe even more than that with the skills that you possess? Well, it can be done because National Aviation Academy, find them online at naa.edu, can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year or more your very first year. So you can check them out online at naa.edu. They have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, by going to naa.edu, you can find out more about these specific programs, but if you really want to know, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, the phone number again, 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Call them and tell them you want to take the tour. And then make sure you also tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment all the way through. That's National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, or 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. All righty. The Pentagon announced that they're sending several hundred more troops into the Middle East. These are specialized troops that are going with not only Patriot missile batteries, but also to operate radar and to operate different things to provide intelligence on what might or might be going on in the Middle East. So that's where we're at right now with that. Now, that's the latest that we can tell you as of the weekend, but the president is still weighing the options that he has presented to him by the military, which, as you heard Denise Simon and I talk about, nothing will be done, nothing, until they go to the United Nations with Saudi Arabia, present all the proof for the world to see, and then go from there. It all depends on what kind of a coalition we get and what it is that they'll promise to do. Now, the Taliban and the failure to reintegrate former Taliban fighters and other combatants into Afghanistan could prompt them to join other terrorist organizations in the region like the Islamic State, according to a new watchdog report. Because the Taliban doesn't want anything to do with the forgiveness program that the Afghan government is putting up to allow them to go back into the regions where they came out of, and as long as they don't create any problems, they're free to reside there again. But you tell me whether or not that's going to happen. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out that it's not. And the State Department said that it was withdrawing $100 million in aid to Afghanistan and withholding another $60 million because of government corruption a week before an election in which President Ashraf Ghani hopes to win a second term in office. Well, we've known for years that there's been corruption and plenty of it in Afghanistan. First example, Hamid Karzai and his brother. Remember his brother? The guy who was raising opium? Was supposed to be doing something else, and he was buying off the drug lords and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And then finally they took him out because he, I guess, wasn't giving them enough money to bribe them or whatever, or vice versa. But anyway, that is what it is. Now, the U.S. Africa Command's General Stephen Townsend met with American troops in Niger during a visit to assess security in the West Africa region, which is currently grappling to counter several Islamic militant groups, to include Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda. We'll see how that plays out. Now, the Air Force officer who stormed the Internet under the pseudonym Colonel Ned Stark closed out the Air Force Association's annual conference last week with a freewheeling discussion about the service's culture and how to fix it. Or would you like to have been a fly on the wall for that one? And it may sound boring, but maintenance of military aircraft is a big deal, and one that the Air Force Lifecycle Management Center intends to improve, in part by 3D printing. How about that? And the Air Force Major General William Cooley has explained to the Breaking D how the Air Force Research Lab is shaping its efforts to move the cutting-edge tech to warfighters now out in the field, something that they weren't able to do before, but they're certainly doing it now. And how about an unmanned ship that can travel 500 nautical miles without resupply? Well, guess who's taking a look at that one? Not the Navy, the Marine Corps. And the Marine Corps' potential fight across the expanse of the Pacific would require a mix of unmanned ground, aerial, and ships to move supplies and create dilemmas for enemy forces. And one of the ways they could do it is with an unmanned ship. We'll see if that works or not. Now, as the Marines and its sister services shift focus to near-peer battles and the range of ways to meet that fight, some experts think that they may be losing sight of ways in which the other threats could emerge both separate from peers and from them through other means. So a lot of things are going on right now as the Marines train. And lasers that could take out drones and small boats are now going to be mounted on more Navy ships. A Navy warship now getting a laser 5 times stronger than the one the service has already tested in the past. And officials say it could lead the way for more vessels to head to sea with similar weapons. By the way, the Pentagon is not yet blaming Iran for the Saudi attack until the Saudi assessment concludes. Now, there are some opinions being remedied or being put forth as it looks like as if, but not saying that, well, they did it. No, no ifs, ands, or buts. So it's not quite getting as deep as what it could be. Now, the Pentagon also came out and said nearly $2.5 billion in border wall contracts have been finalized. There have been reports of some walls, some sections of wall being finished ahead of schedule. 14 miles here, 11 miles there, 9 miles somewhere else. And that's all a good thing, that that's in fact taking place. Because if it can be done sooner rather than later, that's not bad at all. All righty. We're coming back, and we'll have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, on the program, talking about all sorts of things. We'll get into him, ask him about this UN situation. And what's going to happen there? I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition, brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Seattle, Washington. I heard from Pete over the weekend, and he was chiming in, telling me he appreciated everybody that was supporting his company and his product, Relief Factor. And I told him, well, maybe it's because it works. And we just heard from Ian a little while ago talking about his mom, and she got some of this and took it, and it's working for her a couple of months later. And she's very happy. And I can tell you that it's working for me, which is why I'm telling you about it right now. Now, if you're suffering from arthritis pain, which is my biggest problem, or back pain, or neck pain, or shoulder pain, or foot pain, or knee pain, or hip pain, or muscle aches in general, then might I suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start Plan, which is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You'll have it within 3 to 5 days, and then you'll be able to start the 3-week Quick Start Plan. Now, at the end of 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not this is going to work. You will know. So, all you have to do is say, okay, don't need it, not going to work, thank you very much. But if you want to stay on it, you don't say a word, and then you're automatically enrolled in the monthly shipments. So the way that you'll do this is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's for the $19.95 3-week quick start plan. You can start today. I mean, after all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? relieffactor.com/captain. captain. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Mr. Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You got the jacket on up there yet?
No, it was in the 80s this weekend.
Okay, because it's cooler up there in the northern part of the states now, up there in New England and New York. I've been seeing the frost warnings up. It's kind of funny watching that. But anyway, how about the president? He came out yesterday and he said he has no intention of meeting with Iran at the UN, which apparently that is going to be starting next week. All the world leaders will be there.
Yes. Traffic alerts all over the city. That's for sure.
Even out your way. Even out your way.
Not so bad that way, but once you try to get drive in and around the city and get in and out, it's going to be crazy. A lot of areas will be shut down. But I don't think that Trump can at this point in time meet with anybody from Iran until they get the bottom to this thing. They're obviously going to be making a presentation. Saudi Arabia is going to be making a presentation to the UN General Assembly in regards to sanctions, wanting worldwide sanctions against Iran and the attack they made on the oil facilities.
Yeah,
I don't know how far that's going to go, and they're going to obviously have to put up some proof. We know that France has been trying to go in the opposite direction and trying to get some relief when it comes to Iran. We've increased our sanctions to an even greater degree. And the reality is that the country economically is just falling apart. I don't know how long they're going to be able to hang on. I don't know whether they're going to be lashing out to an even greater degree. But the reality is these are attacks on other sovereign nations. These other sovereign nations need to be handling this. Not the United States. I think the us kind of leaving this at arm's length, I think, is a much better way to go. Saudi Arabia does have weapons. They have a military. They spend a lot of money on this. If they choose to come back and handle their own business, well, that's their choice. Leave us out of it.
Well, we'll be in it as part of a coalition. The question is, how much will we be in it? And so won't Britain, and so won't Australia. The jury's out yet on France and Germany because they're waiting to see the proof. Now, Elizabeth Warren has now tied Joe Biden in Iowa, and that is really starting to shake the feathers and the timbers, if you will, in the Biden camp.
Well, yeah, and then obviously, we've got to see what's going to happen in regards to this Ukraine situation and Biden and what he was involved with over there and his son. You can watch the spin on this and try to turn this into a Donald Trump controversy rather than a Joe Biden controversy. My concern is that, Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar are the only two that are actually on the Democrat side that, aren't screaming socialist / communist, which, again, is kind of scary to think about it, crying out loud. Last night I was thinking about this. I don't watch any of these stupid award shows, but one of the big winners last night at the Emmys was the television show Chernobyl. And, it's kind of ironic that you get all these Hollywood leftists out there applauding this program, and it was a great, phenomenal television program, but it just showed how awful communism is. They're supporting each other. They make this show, and they fail to realize that all of them are supporting basically communists.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the problem that Joe Biden has, and I'm just going to throw it out there. It's twofold. Number one, his son, Hunter Biden, made as much as $50,000 a month as a board member of the Burisma Holdings Company. Apparently, he never showed up for anything. That's number one. And number two, he and Kerry's stepson, Chris Heinz, also made a cool $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. And all of that is subject to what did Daddy Joe do to encourage that?
Well, listen, it's what, Washington, D.C. and their families and how these people get very, very wealthy is the classic no-show job. Whenever I think of no-show jobs, you can think of The Sopranos with the mafioso hanging out there on a construction site doing nothing. Well, again, that's what happens with a lot of these politicians and for their families. They get these no-show jobs and they get these contracts, and that's how they make themselves filthy rich. Again, it's corrupt as hell. But that's our country at this point in time.
Now, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, of course, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Boris Johnson, as he heads to the UN, is urging the world to see beyond Brexit. What's he mean by that?
Good question. I mean, basically think about what is going to happen when Great Britain does eventually leave. I mean, obviously, he's got to, you know, end up getting that done. And to think that, okay, let's maybe strike some deals with the UK, take a look at the European Union without the UK in it. That's what I can assume. Obviously, this is, he wants to get this done in the month of October. We've obviously got the UN General Assembly coming up, and obviously he's got a lot of deals that he needs to cut.
Now, Bernie Sanders is back in the news again. He's repeating something that he said a little while back, but this weekend he said it again. He has released his plan now to wipe out $81 billion in medical debt.
Listen, they just write checks. I mean, it's like me taking out my checkbook and writing a check for like $1 trillion here and $1 trillion. They're just spending money that they don't have. You're going to be just all of a sudden you owe money and now you don't owe money. You take out loans to go to college. No, forget that. You don't owe that either. It's absurd. I mean, you take a look at the things that they're putting out there and the things that they're saying and the giveaways they're having. They might as well just start saying everybody gets free beer. They might as well just add it on the list.
Now, let me mention an opinion piece about Wall Street and some stocks in particular. Have you heard of someone named Justin Spittler?
Who's this? I'm sorry?
Justin Spittler, S-P-I-T-T-L-E-R.
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure who he is.
All right. Well, he said, this is his quote, not mine, why Uber will crash on November 6th. He says, circle November 6th on your calendar. That day, one of America's most controversial disruptor stocks will likely get crushed, comma, Uber.
Right, listen, I don't know if it's on that day, but, this Justin guy's late to the party. I've been talking about the problems Uber even before the company went public. Lyft as well. You also just saw what happened where the WeWork IPO didn't go through. And a lot of these technology companies, that's what they want to call themselves, these big unicorns out of Silicon Valley, are garbage. They can't make any money. I mean, that's the whole idea. I like companies that can make money. Uber cannot.
And right now, the Standard & Poor 500's 15% gain this year is not too shabby, right?
Listen, if you get 15% a year, it'd be fantastic. I mean, that's not going to happen on a regular basis by any stretch. But, yeah, as far as the performance year to date, it's been very good.
Well, it looks like as if the Saudi oil thing is not going to be quite as bad as what it was because they're bouncing back very quickly. They're working around the clock to get the stuff done that they need to have to get back online totally, and they're very close to that.
Well, they get mixed reports. Some are saying it's going to be, sooner or later. Some are saying it's going to take a little bit longer. The reality is we can pick up the slack.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay low.
You got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check all that out for some great information. And I'll be right back right after the top of the hour with Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. And don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, next hour, we'll have Patrick Hyland on sports. Alrighty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.